Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Before we get into our training camp sound, I forgot Paul Skeens was on the bump today, and he must have heard he's no longer the betting favorite for Rookie of the Year.
Wait, he's not the betting favorite anymore?
No.
I thought he was still like... I thought it was closer, obviously, with Jackson Chourio, but I thought he was still in the lead.
No, he dipped down a bit now. So,
whoa.
But Skeens has responded today through 3 1/3 innings. Charlie's allowed 1 hit, 1 walk, and has struck out 5. And I'm seeing all over social media how his ball has been 100 miles an hour plus, and his changeup has been ridiculous, too.
That's been kind of the knock on him post-All-Star break, right, is that his velo has been a little bit down. He hasn't thrown as many 100-mile-per-hour pitches.
Back up.
He must be hearing the noise. Buzz that he's not really in that Rookie of the
Year.
I'll
show you, right.
Yeah, the lead for the rookie. And look, Jackson Chourio has been awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But like, Paul Skeens is still a candidate for Cy Young as a rookie.
And we're in the top of the fourth right now. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati scoreless. Still the situation of no runs
scored. You gotta love the Pirates. We'll keep y'all updated on that. It's fun.
Definitely. Now time to get into our training camp sound bank that's brought to you by the sound banking of First American. Saints racked up practice today at the facility in Metairie on Airline Drive. Head coach Dennis Allen was asked, first up, what's this team working on right now as you get ready to close out the preseason?
Well, everything's in, you know, and so you have a few little tweaks and window dressings to a few little things, but for the most part, you know, everything's in, and we're working on trying to perfect, you know, what we're doing, and we're working on perfecting situational type offense, situational type defense, because that's a huge important part in the game. You can have the same play call, you know, on a 1st and 10 and a 3rd and 7, but yet how you're operating might be different, you know what I mean, just based on the situation.
Yeah, a lot of stuff still to clean up, as you know, coaches would say. The Saints, though, do have everything installed now, offense, defense, special teams fully in, and yeah, it better be. We're getting that much closer to the regular season start.
You're through 21 days of camp. You better have stuff ready to go. I mean, yeah, as you mentioned, Steve, we're getting close to the start of the regular season. It's this weekend, and then you have the week off in between.
Right.
And then NFL regular season football is here. So, yeah, they've gotten a lot of good work done out in California. That's what DA kept saying, is that, you know, limited distractions. They were able to get a bunch installed. And, you know, kind of circling back around to the Kendra Miller stuff, right?
Oh,
When you're learning a new offense, it's super important to be getting reps and being on the field early and often. He just hasn't been on there, so that's kind of been a little bit unfortunate for that running back room that Mike and I kind of talked about in the last hour or so. But still, I mean, you got a bunch installed over the past couple of weeks, and now you're just kind of getting to the end of the preseason. You got the 53-man roster deadline on Tuesday of next week. It's 5 days away from now, which is hard to believe. And then you rock and roll towards the regular season.
I love the fact, too, we got preseason football tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, it's the final stretch.
And boom, then
it's
close it done. Out, baby.
Yeah.
No Monday night football, though.
I guess that makes sense because Tuesday is the cut deadline.
Right.
So
I'm sure a lot of guys will be finding out Monday.
Yeah, all these – right, exactly. There's that, but also all these teams kind of have their last day to settle everything.
Man, you mentioned with the running back and Kendra Miller, I don't know what this team's going to do with him. How do you put him on the roster when you haven't seen a single thing from him from training camp because he was out of the first practice? I don't know if we're expecting him to end up on IR. Will he end up on the physically unable to perform list? But – I don't think in the end, this team will end up cutting their third round pick from a year ago. But it is really, you can tell, obviously, Dennis Allen, and I'm sure a bunch of the coaches are just frustrated with this guy not being able to stay on the field, because it seems like his routine of whatever it is to get himself ready for the season just is inadequate.
So Jeff made a really good tweet on this. Jeff Nowak, our St. Simon reporter, came out yesterday. He said, the most likely scenario is the Saints take advantage of the rule change for the season and designate Kendra Miller IR to return on cutdown day. So via this kind of decision that they would make, Kendra Miller would be out for the first 4 weeks of the season. But also Jeff says that gives him some time to basically ramp up, because as we mentioned, he hasn't really learned the offense necessarily because he hasn't been on the field. And so there are things that he'll have to kind of pick up on, and you can't just kind of throw him out as soon as he's ready to come back from that hamstring injury, which we still don't know the severity of. Obviously, it's kept him out for nearly a month at this point. But having those first 4 weeks he would be out for, but, you know, it doesn't really count against it.
It's just really disturbing, the fact you think you'd be even seeing him at least working off to the side with trainers right now. It's not even that.
No, sir.
Going from wide running back to wide receiver, Charlie, there's a whole bunch of questions on this squad at the position. I know, obviously, you got your number ones, Chris Olave. Number two is Rashid Shaheed. Number three, we think, is Cedric Wilson Jr. Seems to have earned that role, the veteran. But after that, a lot of question marks and a lot of guys that have been injured in camp as well. Dennis Allen was asked how he feels about the depth at wide receiver right now.
Yeah, look, we were looking at that today. I mean, I think we've got, you know, a deep group in there. And so I think we got some tough decisions, you know, in terms of that. So it's a good problem to have.
That's a good problem, but there's still a lot of questions with those problems. I'm curious, for me, the biggest thing, I never got to see a Mason Tipton in action because I wasn't at the training camps in California.
Neither.
And just as curious to see what this kid's got.
Exactly. And from all the reports early on was that he was really lighting it up. So it's unfortunate that he got injured. And another thing that Jeff had posted about today's practice sessions was that A.T. Perry had a ton of reps today. Apparently he got a bunch of work done.
I know there's been questions about his roster spot being in danger, but I think he's safe.
I think so too, hypothetically, right? It also depends on how many receivers you end up carrying, because if you carry, I don't know, six cornerbacks, like, are you cutting from different spots? Are you cutting from the running back room? Are you cutting from the linebackers? How many receivers are you going to carry? It's all questions that the coaching staff is obviously working out and figuring through. But, I mean, DA said he was confident in the depth of the wide receiver room, which I think is pretty interesting, because that feels like not necessarily open-ended for us right now, but if you're looking at the top two receivers are set in stone,
right?
But Cedric Wilson Jr., I guess, has taken that wide receiver three spot, and it hasn't been exactly emphatic. It just is that he's been the most kind of consistent veteran presence at camp, and whereas A.T. Perry has shown up in games, but he hasn't been consistent at camp and practice sessions. So
you got your rookie draft pick in Bub Means.
Bub Means has been injured at points. You have a couple of players deep on the roster like Samson Ekwue and Mason Tipton and, you know, Stanley Morgan, other players that are going to be contending to make it.
Haven't seen enough either of Equanimeous St. Brown.
Exactly. He's also been injured. So
depth we've talked about, like we said there. I'll be interested to see, especially Sunday, obviously in the preseason game, how things shake out.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If
you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving on with Dennis Allen, he was asked about the addition of Jawan Williams recently. Will he get playing time in this preseason finale at corner?
Yeah, I would expect to see him on Sunday playing. Now, how much or when, I don't know, but I would expect to see him getting in the game. Look, he's got experience in our league. He's big. He's got a lot of length, you know, and so I think he's, you know, kind of a good guy to take a look at here at the end of training camp.
6'3", 212 pounds, was a second-round pick out of Vanderbilt in 2019 by the Patriots. Jawan Williams will be interesting, obviously, too, to see him in action, getting some reps in this preseason finale as he tries to make this final cut.
Perfect time to do it, right? I mean, you just got signed yesterday, or the other day. I think it was, 2 days ago now? It was on Tuesday when he was signed?
Tuesday night, yeah. I remember for the Saints practice at Yeoman.
Yes, exactly. So you brought him in, you worked him out, you wanted to sign him. Now get to see him in live game action against the Tennessee Titans. It's a good situation, I would say.
Moving on, Dennis Allen asks, where does he feel his defense is right now as he get ready to wrap up the preseason?
I still think there's some things that we've got to, you know, clean up a little bit. But I feel pretty good about, you know, where we're at. I mean, I think probably the biggest thing of anything is just getting all of our guys back and healthy and ready to go. I mean, we've had a lot of guys that, you know, missed some time. So I think that's probably the biggest thing defensively. I think there's been a lot of it that's, you know, sorted out in my mind over the course of the last month. So I like where we're at defensively.
I think, you know, saying that is, you know, pretty accurate, although I didn't like what DA had to say when he was asked, Charlie, at the end of today's practice about Marshon Lattimore, and he's like, oh, he's going through the rehab. And that's all he would really go further on, is just he's going through the rehab when asked if he'll be ready for week one. So that hip flexor seems to be more of an issue if you want to read into things.
And then also the injury with Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Right.
And that's why Mike has said you might carry six cornerbacks, is because there are some kind of injuries popping up here late. You hope that Marshon will be good to go for week one, just like you hope that Kool-Aid will be good to go week one. But it has been pretty tight-lipped, hasn't it, Steve?
They've
been keeping it close to vest about the availability of either player for the start of the regular season, which...
Yeah, the report about, I remember Kool-Aid coming out about how he should be ready for week one, that definitely wasn't from the Saints. I forget where that was coming from exactly.
Yeah, it said should be ready. Should be.
Should be.
Yes, so...
We should be ready for week one, too.
We'll have to see.
Dennis Allen also going into roster cuts coming up on Tuesday, the initial roster cuts, because we know with every other team, obviously, in this league doing the same, there's going to be some players the Saints might be interested in, so nothing will be finalized. But with the new kickoff rule coming about, will that affect his pick for the 53-man roster?
I don't know that it's going to have some drastic effect on what we're doing, you know, on our final 53. Who plays on those units might be different than maybe what we've done in the past, and I think that still remains to be seen. You know, I think we're two games into a preseason, and I think we're going to see a lot of stuff different once we get to the regular season than what we're seeing right now. I mean, it's the same way offensively and defensively. You know, you're going to see some different looks. You're going to see some things that you haven't, you know, necessarily prepared for, and then you're going to have to be able to adjust. And so I think I don't think it's anything really from a roster construction standpoint, but maybe who you're using on those units might be a little different than what you've done in the past.
It wouldn't be like maybe keep more linebackers than DB, you know what I mean? The consistency.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that that's going to be the case, because I think, you know, each week, depending on who you're playing, you may have to... You're playing somebody and they want to go big. Well, you may have to go bigger. You playing somebody and they want to go small and faster, then you may have to have some, you know, smaller, more active players. So it's really kind of that chess match, you know, between, you know, what they're wanting to do, how we're wanting to play, how they're wanting to play, and then how do we counteract what they're doing, you know? So I still think that remains to be seen. I would say the one thing that's kind of stood out to me a little bit is a couple of things. I'd say, you know, the ability of the returner to you know, hopefully be moving forward if you're on the return team. And if you're on the kickoff team, have them moving lateral or sideways. I think that's a big deal. And I see, because of the space, I'm seeing more of a need for guys to be able to, you know, get in front and shield guys, and for guys to be able to get off of blocks. So I think both those things are important. I mean, it's not as big a space game maybe as what the previous kickoff was.
You know, for all the talk about how exciting the new kickoff rule is going to be, I know it is still preseason. Folks are getting all used to it. All these teams are going through the motions, just getting adapted, but really hasn't brought that much excitement, Charlie.
It's taking getting used to visually.
Yes.
But it's not like, once we're in midseason, Steve, we're all going to be like, okay, yeah, this is the new kickoff, and we're going to forget basically how the old one worked.
But we haven't seen those explosive returns either.
Exactly. It hasn't really resulted in much. Now, the starting field position has been something that I've noticed, as far as a lot of times you're seeing teams start closer to the 30 plus, like even 33, stuff like that, rather than just every possession starts at the 25.
Right.
So that's been a little bit of adjustment. Obviously, I think that favors the offense more, but it's still going to take some getting used to. And we've said this a ton of times. We're not worried about the new kickoff rules in New Orleans because the Saints have Darren Rizzi as their special teams coordinator, and he is brilliant. So at least I'm not worried about the Saints and the new kickoff rules.
No, and I'm guessing, too, teams are keeping things very quote-unquote vanilla with special team stuff, too, right now. Once we get to the regular season,
yeah, you'll see
hopefully
some more
that
exotic
pop starts
stuff
to happen, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, room? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.